And at 8:50, it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending October 25th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 20.4, next year 1.7, corn this year 60.9, and soybeans this year 17.0. Steady to weaker cash hog bids are seen in the Midwest today amid variable demand, with a few plants reportedly needing additional hogs for Saturday, while most are full for the week. Terminals are called mostly steady, with tops from $34 to $37.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,566. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $55. The weighted average was $52.30. A loss of 46 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34 to $43, the weighted average $41.66. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,598. The base price range was $41.50 to $56.25. The weighted average was $54.18. A loss of 64 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.79 to $45.50, and the weighted average was $43.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. There was probably a little bit of frost from northwestern Illinois northward and westward this morning, but nothing unusual for this time of year. And will not affect the corn or bean crop at all. And we don't have any concerns with frost for any of that here the rest of the season. It's all either harvested or soon to be, so that's no big concern. But just wanted to mention that that was the case this morning. It was a little bit on the cool side. Showers are now pushing into the southern Midwest. It's raining in southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, portions of southern Missouri, and much of Kentucky. And that shower area is spreading northward. So all of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and Michigan and much of Wisconsin will start to share in some rain over the next few days. It's mostly going to be light and occasional over the next few days, although a few places could pick up enough soaking rain to really slow down field operations for a few days. Now that will pass, and then it looks like much drier air will be coming in to follow. So we will have more open weather in the Midwest, but that will be after this stubborn upper air low pressure system moves northeastward through the Midwest Corn Belt. Over the next few days, there might be a couple of showers that move across Minnesota, Iowa, and Iowa, but generally speaking, dry weather will remain in the northwestern Midwest, so that will be the area that experiences the best weather for field work. But once we get into next week, no well-organized weather systems appear to be coming through. We may have a cold front come through right at the very end of October, and that could touch off a few spotty showers, but nothing big. So it does look like some open weather for next week. We'll start to get some surges of colder air in here as we go into the beginning of November. That's no big surprise because it will be November, and we expect the weather to get colder once we get into November. But by and large, high pressure is going to be in control much of the time. So once we go into the beginning of November, there might be a weather system with some rain coming through around the 3rd into the 4th. But nothing well-organized coming in. There will be more of a bias toward a chance of precipitation around the Great Lakes and farther south and west as we go through the first week of November. So that's kind of a summary of what we expect around this part of the world as we go through the next couple of weeks. So after a few damp days here, it looks like some open weather going in through most of next week. Now, as we go to Brazil, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred over the last 24 hours from Mato Grosso to Sao Paulo and southern Minas Gerais. And again, rainfall amounts have to be estimated from satellite imagery, as ground truth reports don't seem to be coming in. It does appear that a lot of the amounts in that area from Mato Grosso to Sao Paulo and southern Minas Gerais were between a quarter and three quarters of an inch, but some locally heavier amounts from thunderstorms probably occurred. There were probably some 1 to 2 inch amounts as well. And it appears from the satellite imagery that the greatest rainfall was in Sao Paulo and along the Minas Gerais border. Far southern areas in extreme northeastern Brazil were mostly dry during the last 24 hours. No problem for southern areas that have gotten rain of late. Still a problem for some of the northeastern areas of Brazil, at least the northeastern growing areas of Brazil. Those are areas that have been hot and dry for weeks, and planting is a bit delayed there because of a lack of moisture. It does appear, though, that showers and thunderstorms will move into some of the northeastern areas, but not all of them. Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and areas north of there where they're north of there aren't much there aren't many soybean fields at all, but it looks like there will not be any rain of any great significance in Bahia and northern Minas Gerais until maybe late next week. But over the rest of Brazil, improving planting conditions, as there will be more frequent showers and thunderstorms. So there is improvement there, and in Argentina, conditions still remain favorable. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 825 and a half, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 9 3/4. March at 835, down 3 1/2. Last trade down 12 1/2. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 804 1/4, down 6 3/4. Last trade down 15. July, 656 1/4, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 9. December corn opened at 356 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 4 1/2. July, 392, unchanged. Last trade up 3 1/4. November beans opened at 976 1/2, up 1/4. Last trade up 3. January, 993 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 3 1/2. July, 1015 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 2. December soybean meal opened at 274, unchanged. Last trade up $1. December soybean oil opened at 4052, up 4. Last trade up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales and wheat going to be enough to stem this downward movement in the last few days?
Probably not. I think we'll get a bounce. We still technically look extremely weak in the wheat, and it's just going to be a struggle in here to overcome that kind of bias. We've had such a huge upside move. We're now down $1.40 from those highs in the old crop. The new crop hasn't dropped that much, but I think we'll be down, 10 or 15 cents at the outset.
Do we look at a downward target in the 740 to 750 area for the wheat?
We could be even down a little bit lower than that. I think 760 is going to be my first downside target, but somewhere around $7 for a second.
Turn your attention to the corn. Exports pretty doggone good for a third straight week.
Excellent. Excellent exports there. Came in just shy of 61 million bushel. We're going to see this market up, maybe overcoming the last 2 days' downside moves. We'll be up 5 to 7 cents here. Storage is still an issue in the western corn belt. We sure don't hear about it in the eastern part of Illinois, but it's still an issue in a lot of places. There's no slowdown in these export bookings. Rains in the southeast looked a little helpful, turned drier in the Midwest areas where things are slow. But this market, I think, it has some legs in here for the short term, up a nickel to 7 cents.
Soybeans look like on the charts it's been marking time for the better part of a week. And one has to ask, when is China going to get into this export market with both hands?
I'm not sure. Not with freight costs as high as they are. They may be just a little bit on the sidelines. I'm watching the crude oil up sharply this morning, going to support the beans. Census Bureau crush was kind of neutral, 147.5 million bushel. Exports a little bit on the dull side. Meal stocks are building, but bean oil stocks are low. We'll be up two to a nickel on the beans.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
At the Merck, I think we've got a mixed bag. Huge layoffs have been reported in the banking sector this week. California fires kind of sparking ideas that consumer meat spending may be pulled back. Futures, I think, in both the cattle and the hogs will be up a dime to down 30 cents.
Ellen, thank you very much for your time today. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call, area code 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.